Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply. Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
Hey, this is Zarar, and I just want to set this one up for you. This is a special edition of the podcast. It's not a Raptors Weekly or a Raptors Weekly Extra or a reaction or a Talking Raptors. It's something totally different. As we're approaching Rapcast number 1000 and we're hitting our 12-year anniversary pretty soon, I think, we finally decided that maybe we should record this thing live. So on Monday, April the 8th, we booked a place in Toronto, Betty's on King Street East. It's the home of Rappers Republic, really, because we have our Christmas parties there and we generally have a good time there. So we said, why not just book the upstairs at Betty's on King Street East, invite a bunch of people, get some RR folk and some other people from around the community in, and talk some ball. And we recorded for about 3 hours. You know, it was a good time. Everybody was jovial and I'm not going to lie, slightly inebriated on all accounts, including the people recording the audio and so on. We ended up recording about 3 hours of audio, and the last 25 minutes, nobody knows where they went. Like, I don't know where they are. Barry doesn't know where they are. It's just lost into the ether. Like, they're gone. It's just finished. I have no idea what it is. But if you were there, you had a good time. Nick and Barry hosted, and the panel included a bunch of people who you'll hear from later on. But instead of releasing a 3-hour podcast, we said, let's just cut it up into like maybe small 10-minute chunks here and there, you know, filter out the noise and all that stuff and give you guys something which is more consumable. So I don't know how many of these we'll release, but they'll be around between, I don't know, 10 to 15 minutes each, around that mark, if not less. So upcoming is the first one. So we'll start with the first one. And this is right when the show started. Your hosts for the evening are Nick and Barry. And in the first segment, I believe we're talking about confidence of the panel heading into the 2018-19 postseason, which gets decided today. It's on Wednesday night, and the Raptors might play the Pistons or the Magic. I'm hoping for the Pistons, but we'll know by tomorrow. Anyways, that went off on a tangent. Here's Nick and Barry setting things up at Betty's on King Street East on Monday, April the 8th, for our first ever live Rapcast.
We doing this?
Hey, we're going to start. We're going to start. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. Oh, my goodness. Guys, welcome to the live taping of Raptors Republic Talking Raptors podcast. Give yourselves a round of applause for coming out.
Yeah. What are these on? Yeah. Are these just recording?
We're just recording.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's good.
There's no sound. Yeah. Didn't think about that, actually.
Yeah. No, so. You guys can hear us, though?
Yeah, that's enthusiasm. Good. Good.
Guys, welcome to Zarar's bedroom. It's good to be here.
Yeah, we're going to do this. I mean, like I said, thanks for coming out. Is everybody excited for the playoffs here? We getting ready? Fuck yeah. All right, well, let's get down to it. Well, welcome. We've got three different panels. Going to do about a half an hour on each. And the panels bring the credibility that Nick and I clearly lack. Yeah. So
we should not be hosting this.
Please welcome welcome to the stage. The first one, we're doing Louis Zatzman, Tim Chisholm, and Will Liu. Please get up to the stage, everybody.
Come on up!
Get the fuck up here. Do you got room? Oh, we need a table? All right.
What's up, guys? What's going on?
I guess if you could just say your name and then so everyone knows whose voice is what. You know what I'm saying?
I'm Will.
I'm Louis. I'm Tim.
Everyone has the same fucking voice.
Yeah. That did nothing for anybody listening, but that's, you know, we tried. All right. You want to drop your respective credentials?
Yeah, where the hell, how do people find you? Where are you guys, who are you people?
I'm at Yahoo now. I used to be at Raps Republic, you know. I'll be at Raps Republic like in my heart forever, but, you know, for now I'm at Yahoo.
Free beers at the party.
Buddy, listen, this is the unofficial headquarters of Raps Republic. I mean, we've had like a lot of good times here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're at Betty's, by the way, for those listening.
I am currently at Raptors Republic.
Right on.
Going to be doing a lot of currently stuff. Yeah, really excited.
You nice.
At Raptors Republic.
Playoff top at 4 Raptors Republic.
Yeah, it's a 9:05 until you get a better job.
Yeah.
I respect that a lot.
Yeah.
And yeah, I do Raptors Republic now. I did about 18 years at TSN and 10 as a writer. So this is me now, just chunding it out when I get it.
Just drinking on a Monday in Betty's now.
You know it.
We're killing it, guys. We're killing it.
Living the dream. All right. Well, we might as well start. It's a 57-win season, potentially 58. Could be 58 by the time this comes out. So let's go down. I mean, well, you and I will talk about this first. Your thoughts? I think we each predicted over 60 wins.
I said 63 like a psychopath.
Yeah. and in hindsight, if we had been like, oh, and by the way, you're also going to get Marc Gasol late in the season, you'd be like 70. It's 70 wins, I think, actually.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah 100%.
How are you feeling going into the playoffs with this team? Because it's getting to the point, many of us know, the regular season doesn't matter. Like, it seems like no one gives a shit.
We've been hurt too many times.
Anymore. So how are you feeling going into the playoffs with what's happened from the front office? Like, how was front office
this is the regular season, is what I'm saying. Like, actual confidence in the team.
Okay. I like that.
Like, because when we got Damari Carroll, I'm like, we're winning the fucking championship.
Yo. Damari was a missing piece. Yeah. 3-and-D legend, Damari Carroll.
Yeah. Can you laugh yourself to sleep? You're like, yeah, we're going to do it. It's going to be good. But now I'm like, man, we got a chance. We can do this shit.
Well, I mean, it was our last podcast of last year. It was one of the saddest moments of both of our lives.
Yeah, it was depressing. For sure.
And it was over. There was no light at the end of the tunnel.
We almost broke up our friendship. We're like, what's the
everything. Why do anything?
Why do we even talk?
Right? And now you look at what the front office was able to do. It's unbelievable. Yeah. So, your thoughts going to the playoffs, confidence on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'm not 10, baby.
Sweet Jesus. All right. Now, let's go to the smarter people here. Will, you're the guy that does, you know, this for real.
Yeah. I think in my heart, I'm like a minus 2, as always. But, like, no. But really, for real, though, like, I'm like an 8.5.
An 8?
Yeah, 8.5.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I was for preseason stuff. I said fairly lower, I think I remember, in like the group thing. Just because, I mean, obviously they were going to experiment, new coach, new guys. But like, it's all coming together at the right time, right? Like, the regular season isn't what we... It's what we've been trained to love, but now we can fly. We can grow our wings.
Nice.
What does 8 mean we're confident in? What is 8?
8 means I'm like 10 out of 10 confident minus a 0.5. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
We've lost
it's a good interlude. Lewis just like straight up jumped, man. He like leapt out of his seat.
That was it. Going to be great. Give me that beer.
Yeah. Pay the $13 a month. Just don't do this to yourself.
I hope that the mics picked up whatever the hell just happened. Otherwise, it looks like this podcast went off the rails like immediately.
Yeah, it's like 3 minutes in. No, I put 8.5. I put 0.5. I deducted 0.5 for Kawhi's health. Like, you just never know if, like, they get, I don't know, like, he knocks a knee or something, like, you know, knock on wood. But, like, you know, if he misses the next game for load management, and Nick Nurse is explaining, like, oh, yeah, we got to make sure his long-term health is good for the Clippers. But, no, he's not going there. He's not going there. The minus one is Kyle Lowry. Like, I'm a little bit worried that, like, Kyle can't score as much. In previous years, like, Kyle's performance would be, like, minus 3 or 4. But, like, it's the scoring this year is not as important for him. But I still do worry a little bit when I see Kyle Lowry in the playoffs.
Man, I actually finally disagree with you.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Here we go.
Give me Kyle Lowry's advanced statistics.
Because his scoring doesn't matter as much as it used to. They don't need him to score like they used to.
I agree. I just said that, yeah.
And that's why it's a positive, not a negative.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, how many guys can create a shot?
Well, two, but that's so many.
Yeah, exactly.
They used to have.
Yeah, that's double what they used to have.
All right, Tim, what's your 1 to 10?
Yeah, I give it 8. 8 sounds right to me. Yeah. You know, it's one of those things where there's about like 3 or 4 things that I think we all know could go really, really wrong with rebounding the bench, all that sort of stuff. But, you know, the first round should be a wash. Or it's not a wash, it should be like a run. Second round, you know, we'll see what comes out of that series, but probably going up against Philly. I don't know. Like, I'm optimistic, but at the same time, you know, we've been through this so many times, and so we'll just have to wait and see. I don't know. I give it 8. 8, I'm confident. 8? Comfortable with 8.
Okay. And you're saying 10?
Yeah.
Sticking with 10.
Barry, what are you saying?
Drink a lot.
I'll go 9.
Wow.
I mean, what the fuck are we doing? You know? Like, honestly, like, there's never been better than this, so... And last year, I was at, like, a 12, you know? And then... Look, we all know how that went. So
the fact that we're all ready to have our hearts broken again.
Well, it's
like
a
I said after last year,
Raptors.
I was like, I will never trust, I will never care, I will never love again. And I'm let's do it one
but
more
But it was
time,
was it? I think it was Zach Lowe last year that did that great article on Raptors fans, how we are the most pessimistic and sad. And it's like, yeah, buddy, fucking
yeah, yeah. No, that was Alex. That was Alex in the the New Yorker magazine.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
We'll hear from him. Later.
Okay, but yeah, it's just, but that's it though. Like it is, that's the reality. I don't think there's anything sad about that, you know. And we lost everyone already. Okay.
All right, yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
Regina King for Cadillac Escalade. When people ask, Regina, do you like to compete? I say, bring it on. Those are the moments that drive you to achieve more. And when you win, you keep reaching higher. To me, that's what the Cadillac Escalade represents. It's always evolving in technology, in design, everything. Because success isn't the end. It's just the first step to what comes next.
The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.